Now, making a living as a musician has never been easy, especially now with so much music being on demand. And while you don't have to go far to find cheap, accessible music, what about the musicians behind your favourite bands who are just trying to make ends meet? That 0.01 of a cent gained from streaming services can't pay the rent, and it is certainly not enough to live on. Tom Carty from the Lulu Rays is one of the many people in Sydney who's both in a band and working a lot of other jobs on the side to get by and fund his music. Tom, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So run us through what life looks for you. What other jobs do you have besides music?
So currently I work teaching drama at a few schools around Sydney, to high school kids and to some primary school kids. And I also play piano for improvised comedy shows at different levels, which is kind of a strange thing, but at least I'm keeping it in the music family, which is a bit of fun.
It sounds like you're incredibly busy. How does it have any major effect on your work-life balance?
A little bit, because I've got to try and find times where I can fit in when I'm working, when I'm doing band stuff, because everyone else in the band is sort of, you know, working all day. They've got 9 to 5, some of them, and I've found that all my jobs go at night time, so band practice is a bit hard to organise.
And, I mean, music is a notoriously difficult industry to get into. How did you decide that music was the career path you wanted to take?
It's really like music from a young age, really, and just doing it as sort of a hobby with my best friend Angus, who's in the band with me currently. Like, we just used to play Guitar Hero all the time. So when you kind of love something that much and then you slowly kind of begin to realise that there are some avenues that you can take, and then some avenues that aren't necessarily being in a band but still doing music and sort of making a career for yourself, it's like, okay, well, like, I can do something I love now.
And for you guys, how long did it take for the band to become a real sort of viable career path?
Well, I think it was a little bit different from maybe other bands, because after about a year, 2 years, we had a good song on Triple J that did quite well, and we're like, okay, we didn't have to slave for too long before getting like sort of a high rotation. But we were a bit wary, knowing that, okay, this could also just be, you know, a quick sort of flash in the pan, so we've got to keep it up, you know.
And the music industry, I know that it's been quite disrupted by the internet. There's a lot of illegal downloads. Spotify doesn't play too much when it comes to the streams. How do you think that's affected you guys?
Well, the interesting thing about that is that before Spotify and for the streaming stuff, I would have been a bit more worried about the illegal streaming, because people wouldn't want to buy it on, say, like buy the actual songs on Apple. But now it's just so easy for people to go onto Spotify that, even though you're absolutely right, it pays something percentage, especially if you're splitting the song five ways in a band, even less. But you put onto playlists that they put you on, a lot more people are willing to like listen to your song because it's just the next song in their thing, in their little playlist. So it kind of balances out. I'm quite thankful for Spotify at the end of the day, actually.
And you are, like we said, very busy with a lot of other jobs. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it. Is it all worth it at the end of the day to be able to be releasing music?
Oh, Tess, absolutely it is. So much fun.
It's definitely good to hear. I'm sure you've got 100 things lined up to do today. Tom, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Hey, thanks very much for having me on.
That was Tom Carty. He's from the Lulu Rays, having a chat about the perils of the modern music industry landscape and the difficulty in balancing your dreams with reality.